This is the land-based podcast on agentic AI, where we help you understand how human expertise and intelligent automation can come together to enhance your AI-powered projects.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of our podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's really shaking up the software pricing world. We're talking about the shift from the old-school SaaS pricing models to these new AI-driven approaches that focus on outcomes and usage. It's a fascinating change, not just about how much we pay, but why we pay it. Yeah, and Landbase is one of the big players here, leading the charge with AI-driven platforms. They're helping businesses automate their go-to-market strategies with more smarts and efficiency. We'll break down how these changes are shaking up the B2B sector and why companies need to keep up or risk falling behind. I'm Ethan, and joining me is my brilliant co-host, Sophia. Together, we're going to dive into how AI is not just changing the tools we use, but also how we think about value and pricing in the software world.
Thanks, Ethan. Super excited to be here. This topic is really transforming business operations. The old model of seat licenses and tiered plans is getting a run for its money with these dynamic, usage-based pricing models. Let's kick things off by talking about why traditional SaaS pricing is becoming kinda, well, obsolete in the age of AI.
Absolutely, Sophia. So the traditional SaaS pricing model, it's all about predictability, right? Monthly subscriptions, seat licenses, feature-based tiers. It made sense when software value scaled with the number of users or features accessed. But now, with AI and automation, the value isn't tied to the number of people using the software. It's about the outcomes the software delivers. Like, imagine an AI system doing the work of 5 people. Charging per seat just doesn't make sense anymore.
That's such a great point, Ethan. And it's especially true with AI-native apps. Automation means the better your product, the fewer users you need. Companies are moving towards models that charge for outcomes and actual usage, which feels way more aligned with the value customers get. For instance, Box has this credit-based plan for its AI features, so users pay based on tasks performed, not just a flat fee.
Exactly, Sophia. This approach ties pricing to actual usage and outcomes. Customers pay for the value they get, which can vary a lot depending on their use case. It's a more flexible and fair pricing model, especially in an AI-driven world where software can handle tasks end-to-end all by itself.
And it's not just about usage-based pricing. The real game changer is value-based pricing, where customers pay for the actual results delivered by the software. Like, Intercom's FinAI chatbot charges per successful resolution. This model ensures businesses only pay when the AI effectively solves a customer's issue, aligning costs directly with value delivered.
This shift to value-based pricing is indeed a game changer. It flips the traditional SaaS script, putting the performance risk on the vendor. If the AI doesn't deliver, the customer doesn't pay. And when it does deliver, the vendor benefits from the value created.
It's a win-win, Ethan. But what's really exciting are the future possibilities. Like dynamic pricing models that adjust in real time based on results, or community credit rewards where users earn credits by contributing to the ecosystem. These models create a virtuous cycle, driving both product improvement and customer engagement.
Absolutely, Sophia. At Landbase, we're already thinking about how we can integrate these models to enhance our AI go-to-market vision. By staying flexible and aligning pricing with genuine value delivered, we can build deeper customer trust and unlock new growth opportunities.
For our listeners, think about how these insights might reshape your approach to pricing and value. Whether you're a software provider or a buyer, there's a lot to gain from experimenting with these new models. The future of software pricing is about delivering undeniable results first and monetizing second.
Exactly. As we wrap up, remember that the playbook is being rewritten. It's time to turn the page and embrace these new pricing strategies. If you're curious to experience this firsthand, try a platform like Landbase, where you can start for free and scale as you grow. It's about building on value and creating win-wins for everyone involved.
Thanks for tuning in today. We hope this chat sparked some ideas on how you can apply these concepts in your own business strategies. Until next time, keep exploring and innovating.
Thanks everyone for joining us on this journey through the world of agentic AI. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and leave a review. You can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let us know if there are any topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.